Welcome to scan.org once more. I had a holiday to catch up on some things and to hear what other podcasters and radio people are doing. I've got some serious concern for California, the November state election coming soon with Arnold Schwarzenegger standing for another term. I hope that after listening to this podzine, Californians are aware that their present governor is a complete failure on all levels, including being the Republicans' neo-Nazi Führer and future presidential candidate. Anyway, listen and enjoy. First up is a report inspired by ironyparty.org about the war in Afghanistan with the coalition forces for once being heroic.
Four children from a malevolent gypsy family are today recovering in hospital after a prompt and overwhelming missile attack has left two women, the masterminds of the family, dead.
After coalition troops stationed near the Afghani-Pakistan border were fired upon last weekend, there was a quick retaliation from the superb forces of freedom against the devastating destructive potential of impoverished nomads seeking out an existing in 10 villages in the region, following a series of natural and human-made disasters.
Late on Saturday afternoon, one of the four shiny rockets fired from the Chiang Kai-shek in Afghanistan unerringly found the gypsy family's tent in the border village of Bangida in the vicinity of the Morali district of Pakistan.
The gypsy family had reportedly been close to bringing down the United States government by virtue of an unimaginably brilliant special attack upon the coalition forces stationed at the Chiang Kai checkpost in Afghanistan's Khost province. If successful, this might have yielded the resourceful nomads the weaponry to take on the full might of the US Army, Navy and Air Force before undertaking an assault on mainland North America to disable the wheels of government and industry.
However, the timely rocket attack nipped the daring evil plan in the bud, saving the free world once again from the imminent threat of dictatorial control of the planet by notoriously efficient and power-hungry gypsy people.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Governor of California,
come on, just do it.
It's good to be welcome.
No problem.
Stand aside.
It reignited the debate about the death penalty worldwide.
In the late news from California, Arnold Schwarzenegger is hard-pressed under the sudden attention worldwide. He faced a dilemma to decide over a silver dollar coin in the air supplied by the Republican Party headquarters for assuring
Arnold Schwarzenegger
on the white side.
Yes? What can I do for you?
After the execution of an Afro-American prisoner by lethal injection, Austria decided to strike Mr. Schwarzenegger off the list of honorable
citizens.
Okay,
take five, everybody.
War and violence
California's Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger aroused the anger of his former fellow citizens with protests held in major Austrian cities and towns, despising the governor.
Austrian television debates, talkback radio, and the press clearly reflects Austria's anger with California's governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, comparing him with Adolf Hitler and the German Nazis. However, Jörg Haider, neo-Nazi party,
it's good to be welcome.
The comparison,
no problem. Stand aside.
Stating,
stand aside, and get me a new door.
Oh shit! No way! Is an Aryan misfit.
In the recent execution of an Afro-American prisoner in California generated renewed racial tensions all over America.
Yes? What can I do for you?
hier eine deutsche Repräsentanzstelle. Im Rahmen einer Forschungsstudie haben wir uns dieser Thematik Wasser und Salz entsprechend.
In breaking news, we hear Austrian citizens are expressing their disgust by sending unsolicited hate mail to Mr. Schwarzenegger's home residence.
The governor of California, a new twist of events has prevented Mr. Schwarzenegger from leaving his home. Several shipping containers, 140 railway carriages, an unaccountable number of boxes, crates, vats filled with Austrian products carrying his name, face or body, blocking effectively all doors and windows of his residence.
Wow, it's exactly as I imagined.
After the Afro-American prison by lethal injection, Austria decided to strike Mr. Schwarzenegger off the list of honorable citizens in Austria.
In an update on news from California, we hear now that a special security team has been dispatched to Mr. Schwarzenegger's home for the purpose of rescuing him safely off his roof of the house. Lord Schwarzenegger, after being rescued, has immediately been flown to his office in the governor's state building to prepare a media conference. He stated his intention to ban the import, possession and consumption of Wiener sausages in the state of California.
Alarming news. Our Washington correspondent reports of Governor Schwarzenegger's plan to force the Austrian government to reintroduce
to
the death penalty.
My country.
My lethal injection.
War and violence is wrong.
That's suicide. Okay, take five, everybody.
Yes.
What can I do
perhaps
for you?
Targeted killings. Austrian masterpiece.
It's huge.
Detective John Kimble.
God bless you. God bless you.
You have my confidence and that of the president.
No problem. Thank you. It's good to be welcome.
Take to heart. Obats,
make it happen. Come on, just do it.
May God bless you. God bless you.
Schwarzenegger was born in a farm in Austria.
I was born in a farm in Austria.
And a former Nazi stormtrooper, Gustav Schwarzenegger. George W. Bush nominated
him. Hey, you mind? I sing here. Be quiet.
He's just a country boy. Republican. Schwarzenegger.
I was born in a farm in Austria.
In 2003, he said in a magazine article,
I was born in a farm in Austria.
Yes, I would love to be governor of California.
I was born in a farm in Austria.
I decided that
I'm going to get back to my roots.
His first execution of a death row prisoner.
I'm going to build a small gymnasium in a country town
with
mountains and rivers and lakes and hummingbirds. I'm a genius.
That's funny. Now when I'm thinking about my future.
California's Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger aroused the anger of his former fellow citizens with protests held in major Austrian cities and towns, despising the governor.
I'm singing here.
After the execution of an Afro-American prisoner by lethal injection, Austria decided to strike Mr. Schwarzenegger off the list of honorable citizens.
Hey, do you mind? I'm singing here.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, governor of California, rejected this morning
I'm a genius.
Tookie Williams' clemency request. It reignited the debate about the death penalty worldwide.
The ongoing interest in the recent execution of an Afro-American prisoner in California
really
generated renewed racial tensions
other things
all
just
over
make
America.
You swear and curse.
In breaking news, we hear Austrian citizens are expressing their disgust by sending unsolicited hate mail to Mr. Schwarzenegger's home residence.
In the late news from California, Arnold Schwarzenegger is hard-pressed under the sudden attention worldwide. He faces a dilemma to decide over life or death by tossing silver dollar coin in the air supplied by the Republican Party headquarters. Assure story that at last the people of Whiteside up-hip
Austrian television debates, talkback radio, and the press clearly reflects Austria's anger with California's governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, comparing him with Adolf Hitler and the German Nazis. However, Jörg Haider, neo-Nazi party, rejects the comparison, stating that Hitler is surpassed and Mr. Schwarzenegger being just a former skiing instructor.
Okay, and take five everybody. Okay, take
sales
five everybody.
Arnold is an Aryan misfit.
I was born in a farm in Austria.
The governor of California, a new twist of events has prevented Mr. Schwarzenegger from leaving his home. Several shipping containers, a 100-foot railway carriage, an unaccountable number of boxes, crates, vats filled with Austrian products carrying his name, face, or body, blocking effectively all doors and windows
in the country town.
An update on news from California. We hear now that a special security team has been dispatched to Mr. Schwarzenegger's home for the purpose of rescuing him safely off his roof of the house.
Hey, do you mind?
Schwarzenegger, after being rescued, has immediately been flown to his office in the Governor's State Building to prepare a media conference. He stated his intention to ban the import, possession, and consumption of Wiener sausages in the state of California.
I was born in a farm in Austria.
News.
Anyway, we have a great night for you. Fantastic awards coming up. Fantastic acts.
No, the Austrian government going to go with to my reintroduce the death penalty.
All right.
My lethal injection.
It's very funny.
My lethal injection.
Well, if you don't get it, then
strong
I'm going.
Arnold Schwarzenegger stated in today's press release.
I better write my opening monologue. Oh, my God, I forgot.
Preemptive strikes.
Go away.
Perhaps targeted killings are certainly Austrian citizens. Austrian citizens.
I reckon we should send the governor back to the future.
I think if you only got 37% of the polls, somebody's out there with 63.
I'm going to build a small gymnasium.
Lethal rejection of San Quentin Prison near San Francisco follows the rejection by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger of a clemency petition on behalf of Michael Morales. In line with the federal court order, an anaesthetist will ensure that Morales has been rendered unconscious by a sedative before being injected with the drug to stop his heart. The chairwoman of the American Medical Association states, requiring physicians to be involved in executions violates their oath to protect lives and erodes the public confidence in the medical profession. All five appeals of clemency to Mr. Schwarzenegger have now been rejected.
Well, that's right. I had to motivate myself. What is he? And I do.
I just can't do it.
I am here in the back. I'm crying here. That's funny. That's funny.
Doesn't matter. You pain is nothing.
Remember that the last laugh is on you.
You see it all a show.
Keep him laughing, as you go.
Doesn't matter. Pain is nothing.
When you look at it, enjoy it.
Think about
it's the last chance anyhow.
Thought back to a time when, you know, I was in a gymnasium and I just did a huge quad workout and went to get a chocolate protein shake and a lot of chocolate.
There I go, trying to be funny again. I just can't do it.
Thank you.
Babylon Plaza. The old queen still sits upon her throne. Tin soldiers still melt in her furnace. Princes still prance on polo ponies. The cliches are killing us. We change channels. Africa is burning. Paris is dancing. We change channels. Africa is dancing. Paris is burning. The ice is melting. The tide is rising. New laws are coming. Laws of silence. Silence and shopping and work, spoke the little Prime Minister of the great island, girt by lies, by the click of the shear, by the friend of the Texas hangman, president of where the buffalo roamed, prince of hurricanes, trapped in the nightmare of his fallen towers, trapped in the revenge's tragedies, and we all are punished. We all must pay as we rush through the streets of the terror to get the last Christmas shopping done at Babylon Plaza.
Yeah, it's running now. Fortunately, I remembered how the recorder gets turned on. Graham, welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
You notice there's a lot of anger out in the world, but I have to speak today about the good things on the net and on radio making and community radio stations around the world. What do you reckon?
Well, I love to hear about the good things.
Yeah, well, it reminds me that people can work together and achieve remarkable things, like this Pacifica Network, eh?
Oh, and isn't that a group?
Yeah.
Great group, yes.
There's also other people they're sort of linking up with, the Pacifica people, like the
WBAI.
Yeah, and yeah. Upstart Radio.
Maybe. And Upstart Radio, Ratbag Radio.
Ratbag Radio from Australia, yeah. Brisbane. Yeah, Dave Riley, great show. Can recommend that one.
All his names, Hans Island Podcast.
Yeah, Hans Island Podcast, that's a curious thing. Hey, he sits right there where the ice is melting right now and will be the witness. While he goes underwater, he can witness and report to the world of the sea level rises.
My goodness, yes, of course. And Santa Claus sinks slowly into the North Pole.
Forget it. He will be no more white Christmas from there on, mate. Yeah, anyway, we thought to let out some positive message here from NIV, because we stand behind that sort of idea of collaborating and sharing and caring.
NIV Radio is most appreciated.
Yeah, and we don't. Yeah.
Cooperation.
Cooperation instead of abuse.
Cooperation. Yeah. And we have apparently other numerous people with the same idea out there, numerous other people on the net.
Yeah.
So that is rather, yeah, that's a very positive thing, and great for the listener.
Yeah, and by the way, our email box, it can fit 2 megabytes of attachment, so if you want to send us a postcard in audio, MP3, make sure it's under 2 megabytes and attach it to nimfm@nimfm.org. We'd love your feedback.
Yes, indeed, we would.
And we will air any good contribution which avoids incessant, explicit Australian type of language, and which is not attacking personally in the gender-based religious or other code of conduct violations. But if you have something to say creatively, please mail it to us. What do you reckon, Graham?
Yes, well, I'm sure that we'd appreciate anything like that. All contributions are gratefully received. And, we must thank the other good people out there on the net for their
showing us the way. They're doing it so much longer. We can learn a lot of them. Thank you very much for teaching us all. Well, goodbye.
Bye.
I'm gonna make you my man. I'm gonna make you my man. I think it's time you understand. Honey, this is my plan. I'm gonna lend you a hand, help you make your life grand. Gonna make you mama. That other girl is old news. She always gets you so confused. She likes to give you the blues, and in the end you lose. Just buy that girl some walking shoes and a bottle of booze. Tell her to hit the road and cruise. I've waited around for long enough, and now it's time for getting tough. So don't you give me any guff, 'cause I can more than call your bluff. Oh, mama likes it when you're up, so go ahead and huff and puff and blow my brains out with your stuff. That's a cert. I'll never push you in the dirt. And if you're good, I'll iron your shirt and be a private little flirt. So come on, honey, look alert. I'll let you wear my mini skirt, and then I'll love you till you hurt. I'm gonna make you my man. I'm gonna make you my man. I think it's time you understand. The honey, this is my plan. I'm gonna lend you a hand, help you make your life grand. Baby, if you try to scram, I'll shoot you dead right where you stand. 'Cause I love the way you slam. Wanna give you my clam. Wanna make you my man, yeah.
You heard Graham, Judy, Mari, and Wolfgang reading the news on Arnie the Syringe Man. And from www.ironyparty.org, contributed the script for The Malicious Gypsies and acted with Graham and myself. Furthermore, there was David Hallett contributed Babylon Plaza, which he composed last December. And from Melbourne Fringe, we were entertained with Boogie Bang Bang by TikTok. Click on www.melbournefringe.com.au. And also music supplied by Gabby Bliss. You can write to Gabby at Gabstar, G-A-B-S-T-A-R, Gabstar 007 at yahoo.com. I repeat, Gabstar 007 at yahoo.com. So I hope you enjoyed the pod sign. My name is Martin, and you can write to nimfm at nimfm.org. Catch me next time.